Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. But today, where I'm actually broadcasting from one of the world's most beautiful cities, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, and this signal is being carried by Skype. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 200,000 listeners in over 80 countries. During the first hour, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing Michiko Hayashi and others to celebrate Dr. Masaru Emoto's birthday. His birthday is on July 22nd. And before he passed away in 2014, he was considered the 17th most spiritual person in the world with his work on intention and water crystals. During the second hour, from 3 to 3:15 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful fellow named Neil Garr from Los Angeles, who's sponsoring the Portal to Ascension Conference in Irvine, California, on October 5th, 6th, and 7th, 2018. After that, from 3:15 to 4, I'll be discussing my recent trip to Mount Shasta, one of the world's most sacred and spiritual places, true stories of UFOs, Sasquatch, and Hollow Earth, and I'll be talking about my upcoming trip to Mount Shasta again from September 6th to the 12th. Normally, I have Simon Parks from England on the first and third Friday of every month, but today, Simon said he wanted to take a vacation, so he's on vacation, but he'll come back on August 3rd in a few weeks. I hope he has a wonderful vacation, and I know that many people around the world have sent questions for me to ask Simon, but he's on vacation today, but I promise I'll ask him when he gets back on the 3rd of August. In the meantime, if you have any questions at all of Simon, feel free to send them to me. I'll be happy to ask him when he gets back. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. And with that, I'd like to thank so much Jan and La Honda California for her support, and many, many others who supported the program, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I'd also like to let people know that any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also want to tell people I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Also, if you missed my Galactic Conference, Wisdom Conference a few months ago, you can order the audios, and we have some videos of the conference for $97. If you're interested, please just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held at the same location, Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019, and our website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. If you register early before November 1st, the entire conference is just $55. This is a substantial discount from our normal $197 price, but if you are interested, please register early and you'll get the earlier bird special. I wanted to tell everyone briefly, from September 6th to the 12th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. I've been sponsoring trips to the area for the last couple of years, and it's a fantastic place. We usually see lots of Sasquatch and UFOs flying around the mountains. And one amazing thing that happened here 2 weeks ago is that the Sasquatch visited our campsite, and they created a beautiful paste mandala made up of branches and pink and clear rose quartz crystals. They say that the crystals actually came from the Hollow Earth, and we actually saw Sasquatch walking around the trees around our campsite. We'll be going more into details of that next hour. The cost is only $200 and includes free dry camping on Mount Shasta at the 6,500 foot level, right next to one of the several entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. It's an incredible, amazing place, and I guarantee you'll have a wonderful time. Eric, to start this off, I'd like to have you play the Japanese water song for a couple of minutes. During this segment of the program, we'll be honoring Dr. Masaru Moto with Michiko Hayashi, who was his administrative assistant for over 10 years. If you could play that song now, Eric, that would be great. Thank you so much. Goes in both Japanese and English, and it's just so touching. Every time I listen to that song, sometimes tears come to my eyes. I had Dr. Moto on my show on July 25th, 2014, and from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time, and I'll never forget that interview because at the time, the Palestinians and Israelis were fighting in the Gaza Strip. And about midway through the interview at about 3:30 p.m., I asked Dr. Moto if his intention experiments could help create world peace. He said yes. So I asked him if we could do an intention experiment on the air. So at about 3:30 p.m. during that interview, I asked if he and all my listeners at the time could send love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis. And I asked for a 12-hour ceasefire so food and medical supplies could be given to the injured on both sides. Several hours later, at about 8:30 p.m. that evening, I arrived at the place where I was staying, and I turned on CNN. Right at that moment, guess what happened? CNN announced there was just a spontaneous ceasefire between the Israelis and the Palestinians so they could exchange food and medical supplies so our experiment worked. And I was so excited and happy about that. And ever since then, I've been very excited about the work of Dr. Moto, and I help their office every way I can. I want to tell you, though, if you do go to – you can listen to the interview at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and you go up to past guests and go to 2014 for July, and you'll see the interview there. It's on an MP3, and you're welcome to listen to it. But there's one thing I discovered after the interview. I went to the website, listened to the interview, but there was something strange. All of the recordings on my radio website are about 57 minutes because Eric, my producer, always has about 3 minutes of announcements before we start. It's an hour-long program. However, for Dr. Moto's interview on July 25th, 2014, the interview length shows 54 minutes and 20 seconds. This means that 2 minutes and 40 seconds are missing. When I listened to the interview, the part where Dr. Moto and I did our intention experiment is gone and replaced with a shuffling of papers for several minutes. I asked Scott Lemriel about this, who's been in contact with the Galactic Alliance, and he told me that the reptilians had used their technology to take out the peace experiment that Dr. Moto and I did during the interview. He said that the Galactics, he told me that the Galactics said that the reptilians did not want us to know that our intention experiment worked. They also didn't want us to know that we're powerful spiritual beings who can create a much better and happier world. Since that time, of course, the power of the reptilians over this planet has been on the decline, and soon they'll be gone completely from planet Earth. And I can't wait for that day. But anyway, it's a wonderful story of how intention can make this world a better place. And with that, I'd like to bring in Michiko Hayashi. She was the former administrative assistant to Dr. Moto for over 10 years in Tokyo, and she's with me here broadcasting from Canada.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here again. It's been wonderful being here.
Great. Michiko, I'm so glad you're here. Tell me a little bit about your work with Dr. Moto during all those years. What was it like?
Oh, it was really wonderful because I started as his personal assistant to handle his books to foreign rights, to introduce his books to foreign countries. So through that, I started to learn about Hado vibration and how water was showing us the messages or talking to us about those important messages of love and gratitude, and how Dr. Emoto started to go all around the world with this children's book, trying to teach all the kids about this love and gratitude. And now that I stayed with right beside him for more than 10 years, I'm so happy that I can do this, to continue to do this.
Oh, that's fantastic, Michi. Tell us a little bit about your work with the Emoto Peace Project. And what is the Emoto Peace Project? And tell us about your children's books in 10 words or less.
Okay, thank you. Emoto Peace Project started when Dr. Emoto announced at the United Nations headquarters office in May of 2005, he said that at that time, the world was having a big problem of water and also a lot of fightings, domestic fightings and also international, like a real war. So during this conference, people asked Dr. Emoto what they can do or what we can do to help resolve this problem so that the world will stop fighting and will stop having this problem of water. Then Dr. Emoto said, people will need to learn what water is trying to teach us. And the most important thing is love and gratitude. And that's why water made such a beautiful, the most beautiful crystal from the two words, love and gratitude. So he said he will make the children's book of Message from Water to distribute to all children around the world. And that was 650 million books to distribute for free of charge. So in 10 words or so, this is the project.
Oh, you can have more than 10 words. I was just kidding, of course. But the important thing, too, he said that everything is vibration, isn't it? Everything is what he called Hado.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Now, there's one thing, and I've listed, when I did my Facebook post on the show today, I listed the site. This citation for his experiment is also available on my Messages from the Masters book on pages 76 and 77 for those of you who have the book. But he did an experiment, and I wanted to ask you about this, Michiko, that he took a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear reactor. I can't remember the date. It was either 1993 or 1999. Maybe it was 1999. And he wrote love and gratitude on this bottle of water, and then put these beautiful water crystals produced from love and gratitude on the bottle of water itself. And then after 48 hours, he wrote that he tested the water again first for radioactivity, had all this radiation in it. And after 48 hours, the radiation was completely gone.
That's right. We know that Dr. Emoto discovered that water is capable of restoring. And the most powerful thing is love and gratitude. Love and gratitude has such a powerful and positive and beautiful energy that can even restore any kind of water. So that's why it's so good that we do water ceremonies to purify the water and send love and gratitude to water all around the world.
Okay, well, that leads to my next question, the $64,000 question. You know, we've had numerous nuclear accidents here on planet Earth. We had Chernobyl back in the 80s. A lot of people died as a result of that. The place is still radioactive. We have Fukushima, where there's still radiation coming out from the nuclear reactors. We also, in the United States, we have the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, which has atomic waste depots there since been there since World War II, and they need cleaning up. If we were to simply do water prayers of love and gratitude, and also to write love and gratitude on the nuclear, on the radiation, on the vats of radiation at Chernobyl, Fukushima, and at Hanford, Washington, do you think those would clear up the water, would clean up the radiation much like it did with Dr. Moto's experiment so many years ago?
With collective consciousness of people, all people, and also the word love and gratitude, I believe that will do that. But we have to have a lot of people because it's been a really big problem. It's nothing that easy, but I know that it will help if all people get together and send the feeling, the emotion of love and gratitude.
Well, my program is called Out of This World, so let's do it now. If you have a few minutes, let's clean up Fukushima, let's clean up Chernobyl, and let's clean up the Hanford Nuclear Reservation while we're at it. And we can do that through our prayers. And I want Michiko to lead in this, but first, she's got a beautiful tuning fork. The tuning fork is a 528 hertz tuning fork, and it's tuned to the vibration of love. Along with the tuning fork, I can see in front of me here is a crystal from Lemuria. It's from Mount Shasta, and it's been infused with lots of beautiful love and light from the Lemurian civilization. And she's going to hit it a few times, and when she hits it, there will be love sent all over the world, wherever this radio signal is being listened to. Michiko, could you please do that?
Sure. So everybody can probably repeat after me. Okay?
Okay, you can do this and then do the water prayer.
Okay.
All right, and I want to do the same kind of intention experiment which brought peace to the Middle East back in July 25th, 2014 for 12 hours. That was a successful experiment. But today, I want to focus in on the radiation of Fukushima, the radiation at Chernobyl, and the radiation at Hanford. And we don't need to spend trillions and trillions of dollars. All we need to do is send, I think, lots of love and light to each of these three areas. And with Michiko's help and her expert knowledge of this water prayer, and as you say it, I want everyone around the world to repeat it three times. And as you say it, send lots of love and healing light to Hanford in Washington State, which contains lots of radiation, to Fukushima, which is still there and still a problem, and of course to Chernobyl, which had a nuclear accident back in the 80s. And I know it will help.
Thank you. Water, we are sorry.
Please repeat, everyone around the world. Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we are very sorry.
Water, we are very sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we love you very much.
Water, we love you very much.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
And water, we love you very much.
And water, we love you very much.
And let's close our eyes and visualize beautiful planet, Mother Earth, wrapped with golden light.
And lots of positive energies and love and light being sent to Fukushima, to Chernobyl, and to Hanford. They all need it. I'm getting a message from the Galactics. They say that this is helping and this is taking away the radiation at all three spots on the planet. The Galactics actually have cleaned up much of the radiation from Fukushima across the planet because they don't want us to commit suicide. But they've left some radiation at Fukushima as a lesson for us not to use radioactive power and energy again. They tell me actually that beyond planet Earth here, nuclear energy and nuclear bombs are illegal. They're completely banned. And they say that we didn't invent the atomic bomb so much as we were given the technology by the reptilians in an attempt to blow ourselves up. So at any rate, thank you so much for your prayers today. I know it helped. And the next thing I wanted to talk about is now, Michiko, you're having an event on Sunday, July 22nd here in Olympia, Washington, on the west coast of the United States. Could you tell us all about that?
Sure. Yes. July 22nd is International Love and Gratitude Day. And that day was the late Dr. Emoto's birthday. So we continue to celebrate on that day as International Love and Gratitude Day. So what I'm going to do is I invite all our friends, beautiful friends, to the Artesian Wells in downtown Olympia, Washington, to do water ceremony starting at 5 p.m. And that's on the 4th Avenue in downtown Olympia. And there's a plaque. It says love and gratitude. It's because Dr. Miyamoto was there once before I believe it was 2009, and with all the beautiful native people there got together. I think it was more than 100 people got together and offered water prayer to that very artesian well. So on the 22nd, this coming Sunday at 5 o'clock, I would like to do that with our friends who can come. And that's a beautiful love and gratitude day, so we can all hug each other and say thank you to each other and give lots of love and light and gratitude and be kind to each other. And all through the day, I would like everyone to just smile at everyone who pass by or just see the friends and families and pets and plants and trees and everything, and saying thank you to all beings, everything we see, and we don't want to take it granted that everything is here, but we say thank you and I love you so much. So that's the very special day on the 22nd, and 5 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. Please come to the Artesian Wells, and if you have any questions, please call Ted at 509-750-9793 or send him an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Okay, thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone there.
And also tomorrow on Saturday, July 21st, we'll both be giving presentations at the new wonderful New Renaissance Bookstore in Hawthorne. It's a famous place, and it's the best, in my opinion, metaphysical and spiritual book center in the Portland, Oregon area. Michiko will be giving her presentation from 2 to 4 on Messages from Water, and I'll be giving my own presentation from 4 to 5 p.m. on my new book, Messages from the Masters, which is a compilation of messages from such great masters as Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and of course the Galactic Alliance. Eric, if you could now, could you please play Thank You Water by Charlie Cardinal? Charlie is from the Lakewood area near Tacoma. He's written a beautiful song. I'd like to play this in honor of Dr. Moto for a few minutes.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together on land, the seas, and air. Holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do.
Isn't that a beautiful song? And I want to thank Charlie Cardinal of Lakewood, Washington, near Tacoma, so much for writing that beautiful song in honor of Dr. Moto. I have for the last, I don't know how many years, 10 years or 5, how long has the Hato School been going on, Michiko?
Oh, it's been more than 14, 15 years.
Okay, well, they have the Emoto office in Tokyo trains people in what they call Hato instruction. Mm-hmm. And we have a Hato instructor with us, Sandy Fox from Los Angeles. Sandy, how are you doing today?
Hi, Ted. Hi, Michiko. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. It's really an honor to have you on. Dr. Moto's birthday is tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, the day after
on Sunday. Tell my listeners around the world, Sandy, what's your Love and Gratitude Day is all about?
Oh, okay. Well, it actually came through a message when I was attending Dr. Emoto's service in Japan, and after his passing, that his birthday, we should make an official Love and Gratitude Day, International Love and Gratitude Day, where people just take that whole day to focus on the power of love and gratitude, focus on their hearts, and send that out into the world. He always called us like the tuning forks when we all got together, and that we're sending that vibration out into the world. So if you go to loveandgratitudeday.com, you can go through the site, learn more about the day and how you can participate. We invite people to get creative, to make their own posts, whether to make music or song or photos or art, and just send out beautiful images and posts on social media all day long of love, gratitude, kindness, compassion, and peace, and see what kind of effect we can have. I mean, there's millions and millions of people around the world that are on social media every day, and we have an opportunity to use it for good in the world. So, and it's also a way to honor Dr. Emoto, his life. If you go to the website, you can also see a beautiful movie that was made about his life, the Emoto Life Story. And then you can download little posts, little images that you can post on your page and also share with friends and family. But we're just asking people to focus on those powerful vibrations of love and gratitude.
You know, I have to tell you, Sandy, it's like a repeat of history because back in 2014, when I first came in contact with Dr. Emoto during my interview with him on July 25th, 2014, the Palestinians and the Israelis were fighting, and now they're fighting still. And we still have pollution in the world, and the world needs love and gratitude more than anything else now.
Absolutely. And I don't know if any of you have seen the movie about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' life. There's a documentary out, and it just confirms all of the research that Dr. Emoto had, found over the years, that how important it is that we're all sensitive beings, and we all need compassion and kindness, and that, like, softens the hardness of the world. And we need to unify and understand that we are connected. And I believe water is the thread that connects everything in life. It connects us. It connects us with our planet. It connects us with the cosmos. It connects us with every living plant, animal, on Earth. So that water, we know, carries information and vibration. So as long as we're activating it with positive energy, with heart energy, that will magnify out into the world, and we can have we can create that tipping point. Dr. Emoto always said, if there's 6 billion people on the planet, he needed to get a percentage, like 10%, like 60 million books to children around the world, so that we can create that tipping point. But now we're at, 8 billion, right? So we have a little more work to do, but I believe in humanity. That was one thing I loved about Dr. Emoto and his presentations and the chances that, and the opportunities we had to travel and learn under him, was that he was a lover of humanity, and he believed there was good in the world and that we could change the world with that power of good and goodness. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, Sandy, absolutely. I did a prayer back in 2014 with Dr. Emoto, where we sent love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians for a 12-hour ceasefire, and it worked. It happened. We did the show at 3:30 p.m. on July 25th, 2014, and we did our experiment at 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, and about 5 hours later, the Israelis and the Palestinians had agreed upon a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies on both sides, which was so beautiful. I'm broadcasting today from beautiful Victoria, Canada, which is one of the world's most beautiful cities, but we had some poor connections a little earlier, so I think we can hear hopefully my listeners can hear me better now. But because of that, we did an intention prayer earlier to clean up Fukushima, Hanford, and as well as Chernobyl earlier. And I'd like to do that again now. And Sandy and Michiko, if you could please lead that would be beautiful if you could do that again. I just want to make sure my listeners can hear that, because it's a wonderful thing to do, and I know it does have a lot of power.
Okay, wonderful. Sandy, Michiko, do you want to start, and we'll repeat with you?
I can. Well, yes, I have this tuning fork of 520 hertz, 28 okay. hertz. So would you like me to hit it and start it?
Yes, please. And then we'll repeat.
Okay.
I'll work with the audience, and we'll repeat after you.
All right, wonderful. Let's do it.
Okay, this is a prayer to clean up Fukushima, Hanford, and Chernobyl, the radiation there, and also to send peace to the Palestinians and the Israelis as well, all over the world.
All right. Okay, I'm going to hit this 528 love vibration. Water, we're sorry.
Please repeat, everyone. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water,
we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water,
we love you.
We love you.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water,
we are so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Water, we love you very much.
Water,
we love you very much.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we love you very much.
Water, we love you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Dad. It's so good
to have you on. What do you think? What kind of world do you think we would have, Sandy and Michiko, if everyone practiced love and gratitude in their daily relationships?
Go ahead, Sandy.
Oh, I think we would have a world that's filled with beauty and an awakening, an awakening that we are all connected, that we are all one, and that we wouldn't want to harm each other or our planet. We would value life over profits and positions and power.
Yeah.
I think that would be the big shift. That's the big shift we're moving towards, where we're honoring life.
Uh-huh.
And water gives life. We're born in water. We're on a water planet, and water is the thread for all life. So hopefully, Dr. Emoto's research and experiments, they recently, I think it was IKEA, did an experiment where they had two beautiful plants in the lobby, and they had signs to talk
really nice
to one plant and to be mean to the other plant, and the other plant was almost dead. So we're beginning to understand that the power of our words, our energy, and, you know, our vibration and what we put out in the world has an effect. So, my intention for Love and Gratitude Day is that we can just send a wave, a ripple of love and gratitude and kindness all over the internet. Because we know people either have a bottle of water in their hand somewhere in the world, or they have their computer or their phone. And so that connection as being the messenger for the world, that's the way we can affect the planet, is through our words and social media and the internet, and then through water, through shifting the vibration of our water. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in college, Sandy, I also often had philosophical discussions with other students about what was the basic nature of humanity. Were we benevolent, kind, sweet, and compassionate, loving, or were we always wanting to fight each other all the time? And I know that the basic people basically are very kind and benevolent and loving, and that's the true human nature. So what Dr. Emoto showed the way with his research and Michiko's beautiful work with the Emoto Peace Project is that we're getting back to our roots of truly who we are. We're not We don't like wars. We don't like the fighting all the time. And this is the kind of civilization and the kind of planet we're going to have in the future. That's how I look at it. I'd love your comments, Sandy and Mitchell.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, I was just sharing with someone the other day that I believe at some point on our planet we're going to look back and, you know, we keep repeating this history of war and violence and, you know, harming the earth. But when we make that shift, which I think we're at that precipice right now, we're going to say, wow, that was so barbaric. That was barbaric how we treated the earth, or, you know, how we went to war, you know, actually physically harming whether people or animals. I really believe we're going to be more of ourselves, like you said, our true selves, which is love and light. That is the core of what we are. And water carries that love. It's the conduit of that spirit, of that love, that carries it throughout our universe. And that's why water has three phases, and now we know has four phases, right, from Dr. Gerald Pollack's work. So, Sandy,
I wanted to ask Michiko also, too, what she sees for the world.
Well, what I think is that when people start to say thank you, everybody feels good. Everybody becomes happy and kind. So if July 22nd is the day when people start to say thank you and I love you, and that's how everyone starts to feel good and happy. Because these days they forget to even smile at each other or say hi to each other where we used to do. So when we start to do that, then everybody starts to be kind and helpful and sending love and gratitude to each other. That's how the world will be, I think.
And Dr. Mo also
that's
said
beautiful.
And Michiko,
and how simple is that to change the world? We don't have to rebuild something. We just have to practice those two words.
And the other thing, too, and I know, Michiko, with your work with children, he said children are most important, aren't they? I mean,
Mahatma Gandhi said also that if we want to make the whole world a peaceful place, we shall be starting with the children. That means children are the future of the earth. Without children, this world will not be existing. And water is the conductor of everything. When we say thank you and send out our feeling, the emotions and of love and gratitude to the other side of the earth, because water is the conductor, it reaches there and it changes the whole situation. And when children learn about that, then they will be making the whole world a harmonious and loving place.
Michiko, I want to ask you too, does water have memory?
Of course it does. Now we know, we didn't know if it was a science, but now we know it's almost a science, because now that the scientists have discovered that water has memory and carries that information also, so it does have memory. And water is showing whether the information or the energy is beautiful or positive or negative in the form of crystals.
I have to ask you this question. I've seen your presentations before where you have a slide of fast food. What does that look like with fast food and water?
It's not a fast food. It's a instant food.
Instant food.
That we buy in shops. And it looked like plastic sack.
Oh, like a plastic sack. Uh-huh. Wow. And then when you write love and gratitude on a bottle of water, what does that look like?
Love and gratitude on the bottle of water, then water receives that beautiful energy of love and gratitude, then creates a beautiful crystal at the molecular level. And when we drink that water, then it goes into our inside our body, and it changes it, all the molecule of our water within our body, and not just within our body, but affects environment where we are, because we are energetic beings.
Okay, and what about hateful words? Let's say someone says, I hate you, or you fool. What does that look like in the water?
The water cannot form, or it makes disfigured form instead of beautiful hexagonal crystal. That means these words, the negative words such as I hate you, or you fool, or any negative words are have negative energy. So when we throw out, we're throwing out that negative energy to ourselves and to our to the environment. So what we really want to do to create this beautiful earth, as well as all everyone being healthy and happy, we should be saying something positive, something kind, something beautiful. Then that's what our body, what water of our body, environment, and people around us, and animals, plants, trees, will be receiving that energy and creating that.
And the thing I wanted to ask you too, Dr. Moto once said, water is God or God is water. Could you elaborate on that, please?
He said, water is God. It's because water is in everything. Without water, we cannot live, and water is showing in its crystal forms that it is telling everything, it is in everything. We are water, and it has the memory, even though we are saying something with our words, but our intention is different. Water knows the answer. So water is also protecting us. Water is also receiving our emotions. And water is showing how we should be living. And water is life. And water is sacred, because without water, with water, we are purifying ourselves. When we go to, for example, shrines in Japan, we cleanse our hands, even our mouth. When in Christianity, you baptize with water. In everything, water is the substance that cleanses our negative energy.
Now, in 2010, Dr. Moto went to the Gulf of Mexico, and I remember reading about this, that he did prayers there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that oil...
At the oil spill.
Spill, yes. He was invited to go to that the ocean, and with everyone, they offered water prayer and cleansed that area, whole area.
Do you think that would work for any polluted place here on the planet?
Sure it does. And one thing it was very interesting was that before he started to take many water crystals, at the beginning, he wanted to test water from tap water in the office to see what kind of substance the water had. For example, how many percentage of, or how much iron was in, or minerals were, and all that, and aluminum was. And he was taking the data. And one day, the number went boom up, and he was surprised, and he did not know why the data was so different from other days, previous days. And then nothing could tell him what was happening and why it happened. On that day, he went back home and then turned on the TV and discovered that there, on that very day, the Gulf War started, and they started to have many bombs in that whole area, and that affected tap water in Tokyo, even though the Middle East is that far distant. That shows energy reaches, even though we can't see, but it reaches everywhere beyond time and space. So our thought, our prayer is also energy too, so it reaches everything, everywhere, and that conductor is water.
That's incredible. Well, there's one more experiment too that I've seen in your lectures before, where he had a group of people pray in, it was around Tokyo somewhere, and there was a bottle of water on his friend's desk in Los Angeles, and they sent love and light to that bottle of water, and then they tested the crystals. Could you talk about that, please?
I think that was in the event of Lake Biwa that Dr. Emoto did in 2000, I think it was 2005, I believe, no, or 8, something like that. And what we did was we sent the love and gratitude prayer to the water from Lake Biwa in Japan with 200 or 300 people toward Petaluma, where Noetic Science Institute was.
And Dr. Dean Radin
did this experiment. Remember, Sandy?
Yes, Dr. Dean Radin, yes.
Yeah, we did it together, and that was an amazing, that was another scientific experiment and proof that humans' intention is so powerful.
Even at our ninth Hato school, Dr. Emoto could not attend as a teacher. He was in the hospital, and we had all sent prayers and love into bottles of water and sent it back to Tokyo, and he said it was what healed him. So it's very powerful. We don't have to be physically in front of it. That, like you said, whether it's negative or positive, the energy travels all over the world.
Everywhere, instantaneously. Remember when Dr. Emoto was in the hospital, he was about to have them foot surgery, and he asked everyone, the supporters around the world, to send him the prayer so that he can recover. Yes. All the people sent him the prayer from all around the world. The day before he was to have the foot surgery, the medical doctor said, "This is amazing. I don't know what happened, but you don't need surgery anymore."
Yes.
So, you know, this is our intentions, our prayers, our thought can travel all around the world, and it's the more people, the more powerful it will be.
And that's why I'm sure our intention experiment worked earlier today when we sent love and light to Fukushima, to Chernobyl, and to Hanford as well, and also sending love and light around the world to create a peaceful world. I know it has a good effect. We've just got a few minutes left, and before we go, I wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow, on Saturday, July 21st, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., Michiko and I will be at the New Renaissance Bookstore on Hawthorne in Northeast Portland, giving presentations in Portland, Oregon, and I hope you can come. There's more information on the New Renaissance Books website. The cost is $30, and I hope you can come. Also, on Sunday, July 22nd, downtown Olympia, Washington, on the 4th Avenue at 5 p.m., we'll be doing a water ceremony with Michiko for world peace. And the event's free. And if you can, for more information, just call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or you can send an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We've just got a few minutes left, and Sandy, I want to give you I'd like to have you wrap up your interview today, and then we'll finish with Michiko in just about a minute.
Okay, I just wanted to wish everyone a beautiful love and gratitude day honoring Dr. Emoto on Sunday, July 22nd. And one thing that I've learned is that self-love, you know, it's not just the thoughts we put out in the world, but the thoughts we think about ourselves and if we doubt ourselves or are negative towards ourselves. So send love to your body of water as well. And thank you guys for having me on.
Great to have you, Sandy. You're doing beautiful work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Michiko, thank you, Sandy. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Sandy.
And Michiko, we've got about a minute left, minute and a half. Please wrap up your beautiful interview.
Okay, thank you so much, Ted, for having me here today again. And tomorrow, July 21st, I will be with you, Ted, in Portland, Oregon, to give my presentation on the Dr. Emoto's discovery, the message from water, how water is showing us how powerful our thoughts and words are, and that we're powerful beings, and how we can live in good health and happiness. And also, that will be starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday tomorrow in the New Renaissance Bookstore. And on the 22nd, we will be giving the water ceremony in Olympia, Oh, you can say that.
In Olympia, Washington, in downtown. Also, Michiko will be available during this coming week from the 23rd to the 27th of July, giving Haddle-Toddle treatments, which are special therapeutic treatments with water. Which Dr. Moto used to do. And with that, thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. We'll be discussing Mount Shasta next in just a few minutes, so please stay tuned to our next hour. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio.